This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto news, exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I got a special guest today for you. And if you're a car enthusiast, if you're listening to this show, you must be. Mike Brewer, Wheeler Dealers, is on the line from Velocity. A brand new season premieres. What is it? It just premiered on Velocity. Mike, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm all right, Alan. How are you? I'm always happy to talk to you.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And I know that you're, what is this now, like 15th season or something like that?
Yeah, we've been, I'm an old man, Alan. I've been doing this 15 years, and it's the longest running car restoration show in the world, considered to be the biggest car restoration show in the world as well. So, we've been running a very long time, and we've got this amazing audience that, you know, tune in every year and come along for the ride with us, which is fantastic.
Right. So the premiere, Wednesday, April 11th. So that happened. The next one you guys can watch. Hold on. I've got a list here. Isn't it every week from this point on, every Wednesday now?
It's every week, yeah. Okay. So the premiere episode was an Opel GT, 1969. Yep. Great car. And then next week's episode is Deep Graham Wagoneer, 1988. Made popular by This Is Us at the moment on TV.
Oh, right. I actually had a Jeep Grand Wagoneer for my wife for a while. It's just, they're just fun. That's all there is to it, the old classic ones. Oh, here, I found my list. Okay, so Wednesday, April 25th, an Alfa Romeo Spider Quadrifoglio, as you would say. Let's see here. The 2nd of May, what do you got here? A International Harvester Scout 800A, 1970. You guys are going after some weird stuff. Let's talk about how the show has changed since you guys kind of have a global show now. You're filming some here in the U.S. and some in U.K., right?
No, we film it in the U.S. now.
Oh, really?
And how we just film it exclusively in America.
Okay.
So I live in America with Amp, my mechanic now. So that's where we've relocated here. We can actually make more shows here rather than have to endure an English winter. which is true, which you only get about 5 hours of light a day, we can actually film more shows here. Plus, the cars are the same globally.
Yep.
You know, the cars are the same the world over. And as you can see, the eclectic mix we've had this time, you know, the Alfa Romeo, Lancia Fulvia, Porsche 924, Datsun 510. We are looking at cars from all over the world. You know, that's what we've always done. Even back on season two of Wheeler Dealers, we did a Corvette C4. So, you know, we've always looked at cars from both sides of the pond.
And but the show is still international, isn't it? It must be. It's Velocity.
Yeah, the show plays in the U.S. on the Velocity channel, which is now going to be rebranded Motor Trend from the fall this year.
Wow. And
it plays everywhere else in the world on the Discovery channel. So it's a Discovery show globally, but here in the U.S., it's a Velocity show.
So let me ask you, so for the people here in U.S., you got your start. Were you a car dealer? What were you when you started this show? Where did it come from?
Yeah, I've been on TV now for over 20 years, and I started off, I'm a genuine car dealer, still am, still buy and sell 600 cars a month through my dealership network. I don't know anything else in my world other than buying and selling and flipping cars. That's all I've ever done since I left school. And I was a very successful car dealer, and I did this show on Channel 4 television in England called Deals on Wheels. I got approached to do this show. So I did it, and it was a huge rating success. It was a very big deal. I then got headhunted by Top Gear to go and do Top Gear with, you know, Jeremy Clarkson, the original version of Top Gear.
Right.
And at that time, I actually was on a rival network. So they came up with a better offering to keep me on that network, which was a show I did called Driven on Channel 4. Huh. And then from the success of my period on Channel 4, I got headhunted again by Discovery Channel. And that was in a long while ago. That was 2002. I went to work for Discovery Channel. and I've never not worked for anyone since. I've just always worked at Discovery Towers, and I think even they don't know this. I keep reminding them, but I'm their longest serving host in the world.
That is awesome.
I think they should give me a carriage clock or a gold watch or something. But even though I keep reminding them, they will still put out a press release saying something about Richard Ballins and how fantastic he is.
Oh, God, I know. All right, well, so let me take a break and come back. Have you seen the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Of course I have.
There you go. I'm playing his song in the background because you're the living Ferris Bueller. You live and play and fun, have fun the way I do. You and me both. I mean, that movie affected a lot of people who love cars. We're talking to Mike Brewer. Wheeler Dealers is back on a brand new season, and you can also watch it on the Motor Trend app and MotorTrend.com. I started my career with Motor Trend in this industry, so I'm fond of that as well. We'll take a little break, come back with more of Ferris Bueller. I mean, Mike Brewer, not Ferris Bueller. We'll be right back.
Stay
right
there.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Our show is brought to you in part by, Brembo. Oh, yeah, the choice of champion, Brembo Brakes. Mike Brewer's on the line, host of Wheeler Dealers. What is Ant's last name? Anstead. Ant Anstead is the mechanic on that show. I got to meet him for the first time at SEMA this year. Seems like a great guy. Brand new, it's back on with a brand new season. It just started this week. So you guys, let's talk to Mike a little bit about what is going to be different this year than any other year, Mike.
Well, what we've got is this eclectic mix of cars, but also we've got Ant in the workshop. And, Ant is a phenomenal educator, an orator. He's brilliant at explaining things. So what we wanted to do and what we're focusing on more with Wheeler Dealers than ever before is giving the show back to the viewers. So we want the show to be in the viewers' hands so they can tackle these problems themselves at home. So everything that Ant teaches you or I teach you, we're always referring to you back at home in the workshop, working in your garage yourself, bruising your knuckles, splitting your fingernails. Those cold, frosty mornings when you don't want to be in the garage, but you're down there anyway repairing your car. And that's what we're focusing on more. We're trying to educate the home viewer into having a go, just having a go themselves. This is an amazing hobby that we're in at the moment. There is no other hobby or pastime at the moment that actually rewards you for enjoying it. You know, nobody buys a set of golf clubs, goes and plays 8 rounds of golf with them, and sells them for more money. That just doesn't happen. Nobody goes and buys a fishing rod, goes and fishes that fishing rod for 2 years, enjoys themselves fishing, and manages to sell that fishing rod for more money. There is no other pastime in the world that you can go and buy yourself a nice car, listen to the education and advice from me and Ant, enjoy that car, take it to car shows, have fun, and we're almost guaranteed in 2 years' time you'll sell that car and make a profit.
Yeah. Classic cars and collectible cars are fantastic. Wait a second. I just got a text from your team. They said, why aren't you asking him what to look for about buying a used car, how to negotiate the best price, which cars have the best profit potential? I think they want you to do one more segment with me. I think that would be great if you're willing. I definitely have the time.
I'm more than happy, Alan, always.
That's awesome.
You ask me a question, and I'll answer it.
By the way, it's funny, you mentioned Richard Rawlings, who I'm friends with you guys both. But, you know, the difference between you and Richard is, and God bless you, Richard, if you're listening, and I'm sure somebody will tell him this, He is a showman. He's a showman. He is the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey car guy, if you know what I'm saying. He's but, and you, Mike Brewer, you are the regular guy. You're the guy that I enjoy being friends with, and there's nothing different between what I'm friends with, the guy that I'm friends with, Mike, when I see him at Barrett Jackson or a car show or whatever, and Mike that I see on television. You're the same guy. And you're not like you know, showman guy. You're the regular guy, which that's a compliment, if you know. That's what we like about you.
I like that, Alan. That's very true. No, many people, you know, I get introduced on radio and on stage as star. And I'm anything but. I'm just a regular car guy. I love my job. I'm blessed to be able to do it on screen. And I don't consider myself a one iota a star. I'm just a regular Joe. I go to car shows every weekend as a car guy to go and fanboy over cars that are in the parking lot. And I always, in my show, and it's the same that I said to, I said it previously to Ed, and now I say it to Ant. We're not the stars. It's the car.
That's
the
right.
The car is the star of the show, and it always has to be.
Well, don't worry. Be happy. Oh, that's the song. I know. I'm corny like that. Because you guys can all find him at MotorTrend.com and on the Motor Trend app. The show is on Velocity, a brand new season. Mike Brewer and Ant Anstead, Wheeler Dealers, they both are. We need more guys like this. We need more shows like this. We'll take a little break and come back, and we're going to answer those questions. Mike's going to talk about what to look for when buying a car, how to negotiate the best price, which cars have the best profit potential. You're listening to The Drive with Alan Taylor. That's me. We'll be right back.
When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hardworking tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Yes, it is, and our show is brought to you in part by Bridgestone, and they're passionate about making tires that you can count on to perform when it matters most. Bridgestone Tires, the biggest tire company in the world. Mike Brewer's on the phone, and he is calling in from God knows where, maybe Florida, because Barrett Jackson is getting ready to happen. Are you in Florida, Mike?
I wish I was. No, I've presented Barrett Jackson at Vegas a couple of times, but I think since then they've, and I know they're listening in, they've lost my number.
You know,
I don't know what happened to my... I don't know what happened to my bosses at Discovery Channel, but, you know, I'm sitting here on my tush doing absolutely nothing, and I'd like nothing more than to be hosting Barrett Jackson. But
well, I'm not there. I'm not there either because my daughter's about to have a baby, so I'm going to be a granddad any minute now. So
well done.
Right? Okay, so.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Again, we have Mike Brewer on the line. He is the co-host of Wheeler Dealers. You guys have probably seen it. It's 15th season this year. He is a auto valuation expert, and he hunts down cars on the show, and he flips them for a profit. And then mechanic Ant Anstead demonstrates to viewers how he's able to conduct repairs and make cars like new. That's what the show is about. If you haven't seen it, you guys check it out. You can go to MotorTrend.com or MotorTrend app, check it out, or watch it on Velocity. It is a worldwide show. And, Mike, I'm proud to call you a friend. You're a good man. All right, here's a question. What to look for when buying a used car? Give me like the short version of it because I got these four questions I got to get to, how to negotiate best price and so on and so forth.
What to look for, Alan, is first and foremost is make sure that you know what you're doing when you go out to buy a car. You know, most people, I know many stories, and you do, Alan, that people have you know, reached their middle age. They've had an endowment policy or an insurance policy mature. They've got some money in their back pocket and they think, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm either going to do one of two things. I'm going to grow a ponytail, get a tribal tattoo, and buy a Harley Davidson.
Right.
Get my belly button pierced. Or they're going to do something stupid and go and buy themselves a little red sports car and think, this is my midlife crisis, I'm going to do it. That's the wrong thing to do. Before you fill your garage with any car, fill your library. Make sure that you know what you're getting into. The world of the classic car is the most rewarding hobby in the world, but it can also bite you terribly if you don't know what you're doing.
Yes.
What you got to look at is what you want. So do you want a convertible car? Do you want a sports car? Do you want a premium SUV? What do you actually want? And when you decide on the genre of car you want, first and foremost, before you even set off to go and buy the car, join an owner's club, join a user's group, go to a forum, and look at what other people are saying. Look what they say about ownership. Look what they say about living with that car on a day-to-day basis. And if it still tugs your rug and it's still teasing you along, saying, yeah, come and buy me, the chances are if you've joined a user club or an owner's group, you are likely to find a better car in one of those places than you are through one of the internet auction sites. So just be careful about what you buy. Know what you're buying first.
All right, so do your homework. And Kevin O'Leary, one of the sharks from Shark Tank, says, first learn, then remove the L. Earn. Isn't that great?
Correct.
Love it. So if you want to make, you
love
can
it.
Make money, and you're proof that you can make money. All right, how to negotiate the best price.
Well, what you're looking for, again, is knowledge. Knowledge is power. So when you turn up at somebody's car, hopefully you're standing in front of Mr. Smith's house. You're looking at a car that's registered to Mr. Smith at that address. The car is absolutely beautiful, and it's the car of your dreams, and it's the car that you want. But if you've got no reason to ask Mr. Smith to give you any money off the car, then knowledge is power. So if you can turn up with an armful of other cars that are similar, that are advertised locally or nationally, dare I say, that you can go and buy, you've always got Mr. Smith on the back foot. Because you can just fill his head with your knowledge by saying, well, it's a nice car, but there's one with less miles that's in New York, and I'd rather go and buy that one if you can't do a deal with me today on this one. Or you can say there is another one in blue, and the one that I'm looking at, Mr. Smith, is red. And actually, I much prefer a blue car, unless, of course, this red one was a lot cheaper in price. So just fill your head with knowledge before you set off to go and do a deal with Mr. Smith.
Where did you learn this? I'm just curious. Is it something your dad handed down?
No, you know, ever since I was a kid, I started working on fruit and vegetables, grocery stalls down at the market.
Yeah.
And it was the art of negotiation, you know, talking to people about apples and oranges and bananas. And just having a good sense of communication with people.
I love it.
And as I grew on through my later life, it just never left me. Communication is key. You know, too many people these days refer to an email, to a keyboard, to a cell phone to communicate with each other.
Yep.
Pick up the phone, talk to somebody. You get a much better deal. I'm forever saying on Wheeler Dealers, face-to-face is so much better than computer-to-computer. It really is. It really is. You know, we are born, think about us, Alan. We're natural predators. Our eyes are facing forward. Our mouth is on the front of our face. We are made by our DNA is to stare at each other. That's what we do. We stare at each other. And more and more, we don't do it. And I know, Alan, when I'm with you and I'm talking to you, me and you are talking face to face. And we get a lot more done than we do by talking on a keyboard.
By the way, I 100% agree. And you talked about, you know, I'm at that age where I want to get my belly button pierced, but I don't have a pair of needle nose pliers long enough to get to the middle of my belly button. Oh, it's terrible.
Go for the tribal tattoo.
Exactly. That's easy. All right, Mike Brewer.
Next time I see you, if you're in a red Mercedes SLK convertible and a belly button pierced and tribal tattoo.
No, I've got a Dodge Demon. We're going to run over by a commercial. All right, MotorTrend.com. Motor Trend app and on Velocity. Wheeler Dealers, that's Mike Brewer. Thank you, Mike.
Pleasure.
All right, we'll be right back with more.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car, at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
All right, let's talk about leasing a vehicle using an app. And there is a brand new app out that there's nothing else like it, they say. It's specific to you. You can get a lease price. And a lot of times, you know, you see these lease prices, $199 a month for a brand new, you know, brand new F-150 truck or whatever it is. And you're like, wow, I could do that. But you go in there and it changes. Why does it change? Because of your credit. And every time they check your credit, guess what? It negatively affects your credit. So the next time you go and try and get, you know, a price, now it's been, you know, it's been affected by it. So it goes down and down and down. So the question is, you know, how do you not get negatively affected every time you get your credits checked? So Nathan Hecht is here. What the Hecht? H-E-C-H-T, Hecht. Nathan, I'm sure you've heard that a lot of times. Your website, I checked it out. It looks very simple to use. Honker.com, which I happen to really like the name, but it's not spelled right. What's going on there, Nathan? How come it's not spelled right?
Oh, you got to blame my kids for that. It's got an extra C. It's H-O-N-C-K-E-R.com. And when we were looking for a name a couple years ago when we just started the company, I was sitting around the dining room table with my kids, and we were bouncing off a bunch of names that related to cars. And obviously, you know, toot, honk, beep,
right,
all those names came up. We settled on Honker. But the guy who owned the domain without the C wanted just a little too much money. And as a frugal entrepreneur, we dropped the C in there and we got it for cheap.
By the way,
that explains the name.
Same thing happened to me with The Drive. Some guy owned it. He wanted $250,000 for it. Of course,
wow.
Time Inc. ends up buying it for God knows what number. Of course, there was a little lawsuit ensued. But anyway, I got The Drive with Alan Taylor.com. It was much easier. Point is,
yep.
Let me do it again. It's H-O-N-C-K-E-R, Honker, you guys. This is the first 100% automated car leasing app. The question is, how do you not ding their credit when you do a credit check? Because you said it's specifically to you, which means that you have to somehow check the credit, right?
Yes. So just to clarify for your listeners what we do, Honker is the only place on the internet where you can lease a car in a couple of swipes without ever walking into the car dealership.
Yeah, right.
And the way we do that is when you register, we do a soft credit check only in the background. We ask you your name, address, date of birth, and some very basic information. And we do a soft credit check.
Through
which
who?
Is one of the,
who's it through?
It's through Experian, the credit union.
Okay.
One of the top three credit bureaus. And one of the components that are necessary to give an accurate monthly lease payment that's specific to the customer and specific to the car that they're looking at is by knowing what that customer's credit is. The problem is that when you walk into car dealerships, they run a hard credit application. And every time you do that, as you mentioned at the beginning, it negatively impacts your credit score. So as you're shopping, you're actually pushing your credit score lower and lower,
costing
which effectively
you.
Makes your monthly payment go higher and higher.
Right.
On Honker, you register once. We do the soft credit check. And then the price you see is the price you pay per month. And the actual due at signing as well is right there in front of you. And that's the only place on the internet where you can do that. In addition to that, you can complete the entire transaction right on the app after you've browsed and you chose the car that you want at the monthly payment that you like. You'll click lease. The app will prompt you to upload a picture of your driver's license and some other basic information to complete the transaction. And the entire transaction will get sent to your local dealer, who will then deliver the car to your doorstep.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
It is crazy.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you now, do you have a big nose? Because I was wondering still about the name Honker, but maybe that has nothing to do with it. Never mind. That's funny. You know, it's like this to me is the beauty of this digital world, this, you know, next generation of things to come is here. And, you know, honker.com, H-O-N-C-K-E-R, we're not being paid to talk about this. I just think it's brilliant. I don't do that anyway. If I think it's brilliant, I want to talk about it. I think this is brilliant because when I'm leasing a car, which I do lease cars, I'm not near as picky because I'm going to give it back. I just need a great car for a year, 2 years, what, 3 years, whatever it might be for my company, but I'm going to give it back. Funny thing is, last time I leased a car, I bought it when it was done because we liked it so much. And I actually thought to myself, well, I wish I would have got one with a sunroof, which I didn't. But at the same time, people are just not as picky. They're in it for the long term. A lease is like a gigantic long-term rental agreement. You get to write the whole thing off. And that's why a lot of companies lease, a lot of business people, a lot of entrepreneurs do leases. But this has just revolutionized the leasing process if you don't want to go to a dealer. And is the dealer okay with it? I mean, they're still getting their sale, I guess, right?
Of course. The dealers love it. The dealers are getting sales that they otherwise wouldn't have had. And it's the fastest, easiest transaction they've ever done. Think about it.
Yeah.
When you go into a car dealership, they have to pay a salesman to introduce himself, to run applications, to start the sales pitch, convince you to go with their car over their competitor's car. It's a long, drawn-out process.
All right. I got it. What if you go into a car dealer and you say, I want to lease that car right over there, but I want you to use this app called Honker, H-O-N-C-K-E-R, everybody. Make sure you get that. Write it down if you're thinking about it. But what about if you do that because of the soft credit check and not affecting your – I mean, will the dealer use Honker.com?
They will use Honker only if they are a member dealer on our platform. If not, they'll probably join our platform once you show them the app. So either way – I highly recommend when you walk into a car dealer, if that's the way you want to do it, to go in there and show them the app. They'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. You might end up with a car with us. You might end up with a car from the dealership.
Great.
But we'll probably end up with a few extra dealers, which we need right now.
You know what? Good for you. And a lot of my listeners know I do a show for Entrepreneur Magazine, and you're the founder and CEO. I got to know, I mean, what did you do before this Honker?
I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I had a cybersecurity company before this, and just before that, I actually started a virtual currency just around the time when Bitcoin was starting, and then I moved on to Honker. So it's been an amazing, fun ride.
I love hearing you say it, Honker. I think that's just so funny. Well, Nathan Hecht, I think you have something really great here. I hope that the audience out there listening, if you're thinking about, you know, leasing something and you don't want your credit dinged every time you go and look at something, check out honker.com, H-O-N-C-K-E-R. Nathan, great job. Congratulations. I wish you all the luck.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Well, there you go. That's what this show is all about, is to bring the newest, coolest stuff to you to make your life a little better. All right. We'll be right back. This is The Drive.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
So if you're just joining us, wherever you are around this great planet Earth, we are car guys talking cars and gals. No, we're not talking gals, we're talking cars, but with car guys and car gals. Brian Moody's on the line, a guy. Is that fair enough to say, Brian?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Executive editor at autotrader.com, and people say AutoTrader is where you list your car for sale. AutoTrader is where you go look for something to buy. But oh no, AutoTrader is a whole lot more, and I know that because I know Brian Moody. So what are we going to talk about here, by the way? You and I were together in New York, and I saw you on television.
True.
AutoTrader just published the must test drive cars for 2018. And I just got to tell you, I just got a test drive car for this week for me. Is a Mercedes-Benz AMG C63S and OMG. This is an animal car, but we'll talk about that later.
What's the last letter? Is that, did you say S is in Sam?
S is in Sam. So C63S.
What does that stand for?
I have no idea.
I didn't know we need it anymore.
I know. They just dropped it off. But I'll tell you what, it's like this. It's like, wait a minute. This is a Mercedes, and it sounds like it's like a hot rod. So, you know, it's,
right.
You know, they're just getting, and it's got carbon ceramic brakes on the front, and, you know, it's like, man, you know what I'm saying?
Do they still make the cars that are like super quiet, but quick and plush inside?
Yeah, I think that's called a Tesla.
I was going to say, it's an E-Class wagon, but yeah, okay.
Yes, they do still make very luxurious, quiet cars, but you add AMG to the back of any of those Mercedes-Benz, and it's like something special. But so what are the must-test drive cars from Auto Trader for 2018?
All right, we got a couple, and there's a full list at autotrader.com/must-test-drive. There's a full list, and there's a short video for each one that explains why, gives a little brief thing about why we picked it. Here's a few that I think are standouts or maybe surprises, and the idea with this list is that they're like cars that will change your mind about what you want to buy and maybe even change your mind about the entire brand, not just this one car. So with that in mind, here's a few that I think are standouts. Buick Regal Tour X, great car, probably not going to be super popular with Americans because they all want crossovers, but Buick did try to take the idea of a wagon and make it into a little bit more of a crossover, so think of it as like Buick's version of the Subaru Outback. That's the way I like to describe it. And they did a great job. So
yeah,
it's one of those cars that, you know. Also, the Kia Stinger, I think, is a great example of a car that when you get behind the wheel, you're like, this is a Kia? Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a Kia, and it's quick.
Right.
Also, Lincoln Navigator. That's another one. Now, pricey, and we did have a rule for the list that the cars had to have a base price of under $75,000. The Lincoln Navigator, which is redesigned for 2018, just makes it. But boy, did they do a great job with that Navigator. You know, we also have a couple other luxury cars, the Mercedes-Benz E-Class Coupe, the Range Rover Velar, and the Volvo XC60, along with the Nissan Leaf. The Leaf is the only electric car on the list. So there's a couple others, but those are the ones I think are standouts.
What makes the Nissan Leaf a must test drive? And that kind of is, you know, one of those cars that I would go, I don't know that I've, first of all, ever even driven a Leaf. Again, you know me, I am a,
yeah,
you know, fire breathing muscle car kind of guy, and not
all right. So
electric
cars. That's a fair question, and here's why. So arguably the Nissan Leaf, the first one, was kind of like the car that made electric vehicles available to the masses, or kind of put that in the mainstream. This newest one, they ditched the funky look. The interior is now much nicer and feels like a car that an adult would drive. And they improved the range, but they improved the range to the point where it didn't significantly raise the price. So, yes, Teslas have super long ranges, but how much are those cars? $100,000. Well, not everybody can afford that. And some people want an electric car that's more affordable, like in the $29,000 range. That's why the Leaf is on the list. It's the only electric car on the list because it perfectly balances range and price, but at the same time, it's a more mature Nissan Leaf, a car that someone like myself, or maybe even you as a commuter, if you were doing that, would consider, whereas before it just seemed kind of, I don't know, kind of gimmicky.
Hmm. You know, it's interesting. Once you get behind the wheel of a electric vehicle, and I'm not a fan, but then, and I say that every single time, Brian, but when I get behind the wheel, I get out of it going, I could do that. You know, it's like,
yeah, I think the way they respond is really nice.
Right. It's
and
funny.
Nothing's perfect. There's a lot of, you know, problems with, you know, how they're made and how they're going to be disposed of 10 years, 20 years down the road. But for today, it does produce less pollution at the point where you're driving the car. You don't have to go to gas stations. I had a Nissan Leaf for a short time here in Atlanta, and I drove it to work and back, and I never had to charge it up at work. It has enough range so I can go to work and home and other places and not have to worry about it.
Well, you know what it is? There is still a learning curve, or whatever you want to call it, for us gearheads. You know, I mean, like, you work with Carl Brower from KBB and Kelly Blue Book there.
Yeah.
And He is a muscle car guy, too. He and I both own Dodge Demons, right? And it's like, to me, it's like I learned how to brush my teeth the old-fashioned way with a toothbrush, and all of a sudden my wife buys me this thing that goes, you know, it's like, oh, God, it's like it can't work. So I actually brush, and you don't have to, and it's doing its thing. All you do is hold it on your teeth and go back and forth. But no, not me. I'm still conditioned to do it the old-fashioned way where I'm brushing. And so I think it's just going to take me a while to get used to these
electric
things.
Well, but there's also different kinds of enthusiasts. Yeah. I'm the kind of enthusiast where I want a quiet, comfortable car that accelerates quick in a straight line.
Yeah,
I
but
like that.
I don't like the electric toothbrushes. I'm sorry. I just don't. You're never going to get me to use one. I threw it away. We'll take a break. More with Brian Moody from Auto Trader. We'll be right back. Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Our show brought to you in part by Bridgestone. They're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We like Bridgestone. They've been with us for years now. Biggest tire company in the world. They make good stuff. Brian Moody's with us, autotrader.com.
Yes, sir.
So, Brian, just so you know, a friend of mine, he says, I found a 2011... Corvette, I don't know, a special edition something. I can't even remember what it was because I just blew past it. And he sends me a picture of the window sticker on it that was like $100,000. I was like, wow, that was. And I go, what do they want for it? He goes, 58. And I said, you know what? I don't know what that car's worth, but you want to know how to find out? Do a national search on what, you know, 2011 Corvette, whatever specs are on there.
Yeah.
Ask Auto Trader what they're selling for out there. And he goes, great idea. So, I mean, I use Auto Trader a lot of times as kind of my research tool. What is everybody else? What's the market asking for their cars out there?
Right. That's a good, it's a good way to use it. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. So we were talking about the must test drive cars. I don't know that we got to the end of all the must test drive cars. Got anything else?
There's 12. So okay. Yeah. Here's the thing. So the cars that you said that go, the cars that show up and go blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I'm not that kind of enthusiast, and here's why. To me, sometimes it feels like walking into a children's birthday party. For a second, it's cool, but the noise makes me think, like, why is everybody yelling at me? Why won't it stop? I just prefer the quiet. I like sharp handling, but not excessively so.
Yep.
Range Rover Velar is a perfect example. Also, on the list, Toyota Camry. It's a pretty good car.
Yeah.
Volvo XC60. Remember, we drove the XC60 in...
Right.
España.
World Car of the Year, I think, too, by the way, from the New York Auto
Show.
That's
a good one. Yeah. It's a good one. They have that down. They have down that perfect combination of sporty, comfort, and with a luxurious vibe. I think they are the sweet spot for that.
Yep.
Also, the Subaru Crosstrek. Now, Subaru Crosstrek, it's not a luxury car, but it's an affordable way that you can do the stuff you want to do, kayak and bike and go off-road. It's not going to conquer Rubicon or anything like a Jeep Wrangler. Jeep Wrangler is also on the list. But the Subaru Crosstrek is one of those, again, it's about balance. It's okay on the road, so on your everyday drive, it's going to be a nice, comfortable car.
Yeah.
But it also can go off-road the way, say, you might not want to do with an Impreza or a Camry or a Civic.
Hmm. You know, it's funny, and I have to back up, and you said Toyota Camry. It's like, That's on your must drive. But then I realized this car is so changed from the last two generations. It's like when I saw the new Camry at the New York Auto Show, I was like, my goodness, they have really added some mojo to that thing, you know?
But do you see how long it's been since even us who do this for a living are immediately thinking, Toyota Camry, nah, that's really nothing special. It's for everybody else. But they changed this one so dramatically that we almost have to reorient our thinking. Like, we almost have a false sense of identity about the car because it has changed so much. Still going to be reliable, but the way that it looks and the interior features and the way that it handles now, and the reason that it's on our list of the 12 must test drive cars is because, without a doubt, someone goes to test drive the Camry, it's going to change your mind about what does a Camry mean, and might even change your mind about what the entire brand of Toyota means.
Yeah. I have to say that all the automakers are doing such a fabulous job on design lately. I mean, it's like there are not ugly cars out there. I mean, there may be a few that you look at and kind of squint and go, eh, but there aren't ugly cars. I mean, there's no Pontiac Aztecs out there anymore, if you know what I'm saying. You know?
Yeah, I think even the mainstream cars, like we mentioned the Camry, the Accord is beautiful.
Yeah.
The Kia Stinger is beautiful.
Yeah.
That Range Rover Velar, oh my gosh, might be the best looking car you can get. Right now, even the Lincoln Navigator, which is gigantic.
Beautiful.
Still, they managed to make it. And did you see that Lincoln Aviator at the New York Auto Show?
That was my pick,
That's
by the way.
That's really pretty.
That was my pick. I thought that might have stole the show because not only is it gorgeous, but it also is going to be a twin-turbo V6 and hybrid. Holy crap.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, I dug that.
And quick.
All right, you know what we didn't do, and I'm a little resentful, and I'm going to have to go to therapy because I've had a problem with the resentment, is we did not talk about the New York Auto Show. Can you do one more segment with me on the other side of the news here at the top of the hour?
Of course.
Oh, I love you, man. I was going to say you give love a bad name. Yeah, there you go. It's Bon Jovi. Brian Moody's going to stay with us. You can find this list at autotrader.com of the must test drive vehicles and why. When we come back, we'll blow through a little bit of what happened at the New York Auto Show. I was on ABC on Kelly and Ryan Seacrest.
I saw that.
Did you see me on there?
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see I got a haircut? I got a haircut. And it was like Ryan Seacrest made fun of my hair. I went down and I said to this guy, I need a haircut. The next thing you know, he takes out the shears. There goes that my hair was gone. We'll talk on the other side. It is The Drive, some news and more.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News, exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome aboard, everybody. If you're just joining us for hour two of our show, well, howdy. I'm a car guy. I love muscle cars. I love fast cars. I love doing things you shouldn't do. Do as I say, not as I do. And then I have friends like Brian Moody, executive editor of Auto Trader, who is the right kind of car guy. He's Mr. PC. He's very nice. He never makes any bad jokes about farts or anything like that. Like I have scatological humor. I apologize. Brian, we were at the New York Auto Show together. I did notice you were wearing a suit and tie, which is unusual for you. So it was kind of nice to see you all decked out. That was fun.
Well, then you know what happens, though. Once I do that, and you can ask my wife, I get home, and I'm like, everybody be quiet. I'm not shaving or talking for another month.
Right. The torn
so
T-shirt.
I have to get all dressed up. Right, exactly.
So listen, Mr. PC, you have some standout vehicles from this year's New York Auto Show. We should talk about those. I showed lots of cars, 20 cars on television on ABC, and
yeah,
I had like 30 seconds per car on TV. And I literally wanted to pull my hair out, but I shaved it off instead. But anyway, so where do we start with this? New York Auto Show, some of the highlights.
I'll give you a few. Here's how we can go this. I'll give you a few they're going to be my personal favorites from the show, which might be different than the ones that will be the best sellers. All right.
Okay.
You ready for this? I'm going to give you four.
Okay.
My personal favorites: Lincoln Aviator. We talked about that. Yep. Beautiful. Three-row SUV from Lincoln.
Love it.
Great. Cadillac CTS V Sport.
Mm.
So not a V series like maybe some of the ones in the past, but like more powerful. But here's that again. This is my thing. That combination of luxury, refinement, and power. Yep. I love that. That's going to be like one of my personal favorites.
See,
Nissan
Altima. Wait a minute. I'm with you on that.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to say I am with you on that. But I do love the burble of a great exhaust system. But some of these car companies make it to where you can actually flick a switch and then hear it loud. And then when you don't want to hear it, you flick it off. Anyway, continue.
You're right. Yep. Porsche's exhaust note thing, like when
Jaguar,
you're right.
But
for the most part, I don't like to be beat up,
right?
And that's what sometimes the cars that don't, anyway, Cadillac CTS V Sport, I think, is a great one.
Nice.
Nissan Altima, and here's why.
Yeah,
Nissan here, it's a big seller for one thing, but here's what they did. They see what's coming. They see sedans are going out of favor with consumers, so they did something to combat that. They gave the car a larger interior. They took away the V6 and gave it more efficiency, which you would guess SUV owners who are coming out of an SUV might want, and they added all-wheel drive. I think that's smart.
Yep.
It's going to be a nice car for people who live up in the Northeast especially.
Well, and now they have a turbo four-cylinder, 248 horsepower.
Right.
All-wheel drive.
Super smart.
A really good-looking design. I got to show it on television, so I have a little bit of memory on this. This is the one, by the way, I went to pull the cover off, and the tire was sitting on the cover, so it wouldn't come off. And I literally, it's like Ryan Seacrest fell on the ground, and I had to run around the other side and then throw the cover on him. And it was like we wasted a whole minute we could have been talking about the other cars. Anyway,
on just like that.
1 minute of great television on 6 million people watching. But, yes, I agree. The new, and it's all new, everybody, and it won't be out till later on, probably, actually, next year, probably, you know, early to late next year, the new Altima. That's what they were saying. Still $25,000 cheap.
Yes, and I think that's smart. So they kept the price low. They gave it all-wheel drive. And that's smart. And here's the last one that I think from the New York show that I think would be a personal favorite of mine, probably be a big hit, Cadillac XT4.
Yeah.
Cadillac needed a car in that smaller segment. They didn't have it. They had the XT5 and the Escalade. Super smart for them. And the guy who I talked to even said, then was Todd. We made it a little bit bigger than the German competitors in that small luxury SUV category because they polled buyers, and the buyers were like, hey, listen, I love the Audi Q3. I love the BMW X1, but you know what? Just a little too small, and so I think they're meeting people where they are. So Nissan and Cadillac both, in a different way, giving people something to get excited about and sort of a counter to the competition.
Yep.
I think that's smart.
The XT4 he's talking about, everybody, is a smaller luxury crossover vehicle from Cadillac. XT4, built, or I should say designed by young people for young people is what they said. So very interesting.
It's a good looking car. Yeah. I will say this, if I was finding a criticism, the one I saw in New York, and I haven't driven it, so to be fair, I haven't driven it. The interior, I don't know if it's up to that Audi standard, but that's, you know, it's a good-looking car.
I liked it personally. Anyway, where can they find your New York Auto Show stuff at Auto Trader? Is it on there?
That's autotrader.com, and on the page you go to the latest articles, and there you go. I'll be there.
Brian Moody from Auto Trader. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. We're going to have more right after this commercial break to pay the bills. It is The Drive.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Well, it is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show is brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. And they're about to relaunch the whole Craftsman brand because now owned by Stanley Black & Decker. That's happening real soon. I'll let you know about it because They're still sponsoring the show after all these years, which is nice. New owners and kind of a new game we're going to play. BJ Colleen, automotive expert extraordinaire, and I were in Hawaii together. Yes, it was a fling. No, we were there with a lot of other journalists, too. And then I stayed for an extra 5 days, and we'll talk about that. But we were there to drive the Kia. Kia. We were there to drive the Mitsubishi, the Mercedes. We were there. What the hell did we drive there, BJ? Good Lord.
We drove the Hyundai Kona.
Oh, my God. You know, it's
I know.
It's terrible.
We drive so many cars, Alan. Trust me, I do that all the time. It's crazy.
But I got to tell you, I'm driving a Mercedes this morning, and they picked up the Jaguar the other day, and I'm like, I get in these things, and then, you know, the one had a gear shift down on the bottom, and it would pop out. And then so now there's a gear shift down on the bottom. Oh, no, that's like the mouse for the computer on board. So I'm, like, trying to put the stupid thing in gear, and it's changing the radio, and it's like, what the hell? So then I turn the blinkers on. No, that's the gear shift. It's like, oh, geez, I don't even know what the hell to do. It is confusing, though, you know, but that's the kind of the fun of it, I think, for both of us and many of us automotive journalists, because we're like high school buddies. We keep having this high school reunion about every 2 weeks.
But that's the way to put it. Right.
But I get in this Mercedes and it's an AMG C63S. This thing is like, I mean, it would give my demon a good run for the money. But anyway, we drove the Hyundai Kona in Kona, Hawaii. That took a lot. What is that? 2 minutes and 4 seconds to get that out. Good Lord. Anyway, I'm going to let you riff on it. What did you think about the vehicle?
I applaud Hyundai because they understand that the car market is going away and it's getting smaller. And then people want SUVs. You know, we all like sitting up a little bit higher. We like to have more cargo capacity. So the trend now is to go to SUVs, but even smaller ones. So we've got, you know, full size, we went down to mid size, and we got compact, and this kind of plays into the smaller subcompact category where there's a lot of competition.
Right.
You know, the Chevy Trax and a lot of the other manufacturers are playing in here. So Hyundai got into it with the Kona, and the Kona is a nice little vehicle. I think they did a wonderful job on the design. And I think you agree with me, Alan. You know, they really focused on proportion, stance, and line.
Yep.
And any car person knows if you don't get the stance right, the car just looks really bad. And I think the Hyundai designers did a great job with the styling. What do you think about that?
I do, too. I think that, you know, it has attitude, which you and I joked around about in this little video that we made, which is, I think it's on, well, we'll put it on the Drive with Alan Taylor on the Facebook page when this airs. So if you guys hear this on the radio, on the podcast and what have you, we'll post it because we did this fun little video sitting in the car with our friend Sue Mead and some other schmuck that was in the back seat. I don't know who the guy is, but anyway, from Motor Trend or something. I'm joking. I don't know the guy. So
he's the editor of Truck Trend.
Oh, well, I take it back then.
He's more important than all of us.
No, he's not. Anyway, the point is that we were in the car, fun little vehicle, good driving machine, just enough power. Because, you know, it's like, you know, me, I like to have power. And if I'm going to mash on the gas and pass somebody, it better freaking do the job. You know what I mean? I hate it when they downshift and go, and nothing happens. You know, I want to haul ass, you know?
And it's true. And we both did. And that's something, you know, that we were talking about because there's four trim levels. There's an SE, an SEL, a limited, and an ultimate. And obviously, when they're doing this for journalists, they give us the top of the line models because they want to showcase all the features, which is what the ultimate has. As they should, you're right. But we had the 1.6 liter with 175 horsepower, 195 pound-feet of torque. But you and I both said, you know, boy, this thing just gets up and goes. And anybody who's driven around Kona, you know, it's really basically a two-lane highway. And you've got people on Hawaii time, which means, you know, no worries whatsoever. So they can drive whatever speed they want. But we had to get places like to lunch, right? We're journalists. So, you know, we had to mash the throttle and we were amazed at how well it passed. We also were amazed at how quiet the interior was. Remember we were talking about that after?
Yeah. No, it had, what did it have? 100? How many horsepower did you say that?
The one we had 175 horsepower, 195 pound feet of torque. And made it to a 7-speed dual clutch transmission. So the car was impressive.
You know, I kind of thought it was a CVT by the way it shifted. That dual clutch thing is kind of weird. You got to get used to it. All right, let me take a little break here. We're talking about the Kona, the brand new Kona from Hyundai. And they also make an electric one, which I showed on ABC last week on Live with Kelly and Ryan Seacrest. That was a fun thing. We'll talk more about that on the other side with BJ Colleen. This is The Drive.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hardworking tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Thanks, dude, with a big voice. Our show is brought to you in part by Haynes Automotive Repair Manuals, the information resource for that DIY guy or gal, and the worldwide leader of automotive and motorcycle repair information for over 50 years. Haynes! They also have videos you guys can watch. BJ Colleen, my pal, is on the phone. We were in Kona, Hawaii together. Getting all suntan, yeah. We had all the skin showing, at least ankles and face and wrists. I didn't have even gotten the water. I'm just too fat to go in the water anymore. I can't help myself. I can't take. If I take my shirt off, I'll be harpooned. They're like, get him. We don't know what that is. It's a Sasquatch or something. Kill it.
You're funny. That's not true. You look great on television, by the way.
Oh, God. You know what?
When you were covering up Ryan Seacrest and wrapping him up in the...
Oh, you know what? That was funny. I thought for sure... Okay, so we got to just stop for a minute and tell everybody what happened.
Yeah.
So 5 days on ABC. It's my 19th year on... It was started out with Regis and Kelly. Then it was Kelly and Michael. Now it's Kelly and Ryan Seacrest. And Ryan actually is a very cool guy and going through some difficult stuff right now, as we all do, but not me like that because I'm very good about it. But anyway, the point is that everybody has crap in their life and he's going through some. And I think he's dealing with it very, very graciously because God knows what the real truth is. And you guys can go look it up if you want. I don't care. Point is that everybody goes through crap, BJ. Anyway, the point is yes. that I pulled off the stupid tarp on the car, whatever, you know, they have a cover on the car, and I go, whoosh, and I pull it off, right? And it wouldn't come off. The tire was sitting on top of the stupid cover. And so I just start laughing. I'm like, oh, no. So he thinks he can pull it off. So he grabs it, and he goes, ah! And it ain't coming off because the car is sitting on it. So he slips, and he slides, and he falls to the ground. And I run around the other side, and I uncover the car and then throw the whole gigantic cover on top of him. That's what she was talking about. And but he's, you know what? I tell you about Seacrest. The one thing about it, I watched him for years on American Idol, and I got to tell you, the dude is such a pro. It's incredible. And he is always kind and nice to everybody. I watched him for 5 days, every single day, and I went and talked to him in his dressing room, and just a total gentleman. So I think whatever the crap that's going on in the tabloids is pure crap, but who knows, you know? I mean,
yep.
Human
you
beings
know,
are
with started off in radio in L.A. He took over for Rick Dees at Kiss FM, which was a big deal because yeah. – You know, Rick Dees was a staple there, and Ryan Seacrest stepped in and did an admirable job because yeah. that was a really tough spot to fill. So.
Oh, man, no doubt. And you know what? I know Rick Dees, and Rick Dees was a great guy, too, believe it or not.
Was.
I mean, he still is. I mean, he's not dead or anything, but he just
yep.
doesn't do as
yep.
much.
Yep.
Anyway, so, yeah, I got to unveil a whole bunch of cars, and one of them was the Kia electric version of this Kona.
Hyundai.
The Hyundai. Start over. The Hyundai. See, I keep doing well, Kia and Hyundai are the same company, but
yes.
Anyway, they're different, but they're the same parent company. Yeah. Hyundai electric Kona. Thanks for the correction. And I think the front of the Hyundai Kia Kona Hyundai electric Kia Kona Hyundai thing that we uncovered was good looking, don't you?
The one that we drove in Hawaii was great looking. I mean, they did a really good job kind of insetting the face of it. The car's got, you know, some fender wheel well covers, you know, some cladding that makes it look kind of tough, even though it's small.
But attitude,
yeah. Yeah, attitude. You know, we drove it, and it, you may think it's small, but it's actually got an impressive amount of room inside. It's got great cargo capacity. I also want to point out that it has a heads-up display, and the only other car that does that is a Mazda CX-3, but Hyundai's is way better because it's larger, there's more information, and you can actually push a button, and it'll drop into the dash, so you don't have to concern yourself with it if you don't want to use it. Now, we haven't really touched on the price yet, Alan, so let's tell people, we're talking about a car that starts at $19,500. You know, you add the destination, you're just over $20,000, but you got to throw in that 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Now, if you put everything on it, like the ones we drove, It was about $29,000, but we're talking loaded Infiniti Premium audio system. You know, you can get all-wheel drive on it. I mean, you have leather seating, power driver seat. It just goes on and on and on. A wireless phone charging mat. I mean, lots of great features on the vehicle. So, again, I think both you and I would recommend it highly. There was only one thing that we really critiqued Hyundai on. Do you remember what that was?
I do, and I remember it mainly because the new CEO of Hyundai stands up at dinner and says, "We want you to know we will listen to you and we will change the passenger seat because we know you did not like the way it sits." And it was like, we're like, what? You and I looked at each other like, well, maybe we weren't the only journalists that thought that the, you know, the passenger seat was kind of tilted a little funny or could use a power seat or something. And,
yeah.
But to have that fast get all the way to the president who happened to be there and have him actually stand up, I thought that was admirable that he would, you know, because I mean, the Asian culture, that's not the way they are normally. It's like, you know, and this time it was like pure humble. You know, I love that.
Well, you know, and you're right. We said that the seat sits too low and we'd like to have a power option. And the truth is, I don't think any other cars in the segment do. But, you know, we're going to complain about it. We always do because we think if you're going to have a car that's $30,000, you should have a power passenger seat as well. But the fact that Hyundai, when you think back how short time that they've been here and what they've accomplished in the time that they've been here, is absolutely mind-boggling. They listen to the customers. They make the changes. They know what people want. You know, even remember, I let you do all the heavy driving in the rain because I hate driving in the rain because I'm a Western girl that never sees rain. So, but even in the rain, you were driving pretty well and it stayed, you know, planted to the ground. It was just impressive all the way around.
No, it was a nice vehicle. And I think the E version of the Hyundai Kona, the electric version, 240 mile range, not 240 mile an hour. That would be a fast Hyundai. 240 mile range is what they're saying. Anyway, that's coming real soon. We haven't driven that yet. The Hyundai Kona is available pretty much right now, I think. They're going to dealers. We'll take a little break and come back with one more. Talk about what else is going on. Thanks to Hyundai and parent company of Kia for letting us go out there and drive that car. We'll be right back. It's The Drive.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, and our show is brought to you in part by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru. And we drove, but I got to uncover to the world a new Subaru, a 7-passenger Subaru. So actually, it could be an 8-passenger Subaru. A big one. Yeah, Subaru's got a big one. It's called the Ascent. I showed that on ABC as well. You can go to Live with Kelly and Ryan on Facebook or on their website, actually. If you go to Live with Kelly and Ryan, if you want to see all 5 days and you just go to videos, they chop each segment into videos. And the car segment, even though it's two or three between commercial breaks, they take all the commercials out and sew it together. LiveWithKellyAndRyan.com, I think, or on their Facebook page. But yeah, Subaru, man, a big one, BJ. BJ Kalina.
Alan,
yeah.
It's on your website, too.
Wait a minute, is it? Did they put it on my
site?
My people actually did that? Oh, Joanne and Jessica.
Don't set people away from your website.
Oh, my God, you guys did a great job. I better go look. Did they really?
Yes, I saw them all this morning when I went there because I was, you know, I did the, also go check out the blog I did, basically a road test on the Hyundai Kona, too, if you didn't hear enough of what we talked about. But yeah, I saw them, and they did all 5 segments, so I had a chance to look at them again and laugh at you because I thought you did a great job. It's fun seeing your friends on television.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I forget about my own stuff because I'm so busy trying to promote everybody else's. That's how I earn money, if you know what I mean.
So it's so like, nice.
You know, it's like, oh, yeah, don't forget our show is brought to you in part by Bridgestone. Oh, anyway, sorry, getting into the pitch
mode.
I'm
a start doing more road tests on the blog. I did the Hyundai Kona. I just came back from driving the 2019 Volkswagen Jetta, so I'll be doing that. And I spent some time in that Lexus RX 350L, the one with the third row. So I'm going to do that one, too, and I'll get that up there eventually, too.
Our show brought to you in part by Brembo. I'm just going to go right into the promotion mode of everyone else but myself.
You know what I loved when you did the show, and even Kelly said, "What's Brembo? Why you guys speak English?" She said, "So you got a good job to talk about them on the air."
Well, you know what's funny is so everybody always talks about engine size. And for your sake, you just said that, and there was probably a couple thousand people out of the million listening that they're like, "I don't know what Brembo is." Here you go, people. Here's a little gift for you. It's called snackable content. Brembo is the best brakes you can possibly buy for your car. And the reason why is because if you look what kind of cars you put Brembo brakes on, it's the racing cars. They have like a lot of racing heritage, right? So everyone from F1 right on down uses Brembo brakes, right? So my cars have Brembo, both of them. The Viper ACR has carbon ceramic brakes. And I clicked off the box because I have so much horsepower, a V10 engine. I clicked the box that said carbon ceramic. Oh, about $10,000. But if, you know, you want braking horsepower, then you get Brembo brakes. I mean, they're the best in the world.
So, well, you know what's funny is everybody talks about horsepower and torque, and that's great. But if you can't stop the car, you're in serious trouble. It doesn't matter how much horsepower it has. So Brembo has just been the number one name in brakes when it comes to racing. I mean, you talk to anybody from Porsches to Ferraris to Lamborghinis, it's Brembo. That's what you do, you know, if you're smart.
Right? Well, it's funny because the Demon has Brembo brakes. And the reason why I checked off the box on my Viper, I wanted carbon ceramic because I got a one of one. So I designed what package my car would have. In other words, do you want the $10,000 big brake package? Hell yes. I want to stop. I don't want to just go. More journalists have been killed in a Viper than any other car on earth because we're stupid people mostly. That's why. I mean, you know, we'd like to put the foot down and not stop. But anyway, with the Demon, it has Brembo brakes. But I don't think they're quite big enough. So I talked to my buddy Dan Sandberg, and he says, well, that's what Dodge ordered. This is not the kind of car that you're going to be driving like you're going to drive your Viper. You're going to take this car to the racetrack, and you're going to do the quarter mile, and that's kind of it. And I said, well, I really want to put some carbon ceramic brakes on this thing because with 840 horsepower, I want bigger brakes. So that's called an upgrade. And you can do that, everybody. You can upgrade to Brembo if you drive a BMW or a whatever and you're like, you know what? You can go into a dealer and say, does my car have Brembos on it? Can I get Brembos on it? They're just the best brakes, period. Yeah. All right. So there, that takes care of that friend in the Brembo brake world. Dan Sandberg, you're welcome very much. By the way, it's funny because when Kelly asked that, Kelly Ripa, Dan says, I checked to see just for fun what that conversation was worth. And it was, there's a service because of how big that show is. And he says it was like $47,000 in value because there's 5 million people watching. What does that equate to? Isn't that interesting?
But you know, it's funny because in our world, we think everybody knows what Brembo brakes are, but in the you know, civilian world, as we call it, you don't stop to think, well, they don't really know what that is. So I think it's good. Maybe got some people thinking to improve their brakes, especially back east, you know, if you're watching, because, you know, when it's bad weather out, you want to have as much braking capability as possible. So, you know, upgrade your brakes if you're going to upgrade anything before the engine. So,
well, and here's the deal. And my audience knows this. I don't let anybody sponsor this show that aren't the best because at the end of the day, I can't live with myself if I'm going to, you know, pitch, you might say, for whatever it could be, snake oil or whatever. I mean, you know, we have Shell and Pennzoil, Bridgestone, Brembo, Haynes Repairman, the worldwide leader in that stuff, Dodge and Subaru. And I drive a Dodge, and let me tell you something. 840 horsepower is the most beautiful thing in the world. Oh, dear. Okay. So, listen, it was great catching up. When can you talk about the new Jetta? Because that's all new. It's embargoed.
There's no embargo, so the next time we talk, we'll hook up.
Oh, okay. Well, my son has a Jetta and loves it. So, can't wait to hear more about the new Jetta from BJ. Again, personal, what do you call this, promotion, The Drive with Alan Taylor. You can find, if you go to blog, which is across the top on my website, blog, BJ is about the only one that does a good blog for us, because I think she's the only one that does. And I should do more. But the video, we'll put the video there, too, if it's not already there. And the video's from Live with Kona. Kelly and Ryan. Yeah, and the video from Kona, driving the Kona on Kona, which is fun. BJ, I love you.
Love you, too.
I love you guys listening. Say it back now. Come on. All in unison.
We love you, Alan.
Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with George Kennedy III. BJ, I'll talk to you a little bit. Stay tuned, everybody. Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. Dear, I love me some BJ Colleen. I love having her on the show. Inappropriately enough, I also love George Kennedy III. He's joining us right now. George Kennedy is a freelance automotive journalist like we all are. That means he can work for a company like Boston Globe, Car Gurus, U.S. News and World Report, Boston.com/cars/handsomeman/looking for a lady. There he is right there. Hey, George.
How we doing, man? That's quite the introduction.
Did I get that right? Is it looking for the lady? Is that the last part? Are you?
I have a lady.
Oh, okay.
Very happy.
Never mind then. Let's take that part off.
Cars, so.
I just had a fun time. I'm in a weird mood today, so you're going to have to just roll with it, all right? You just got back from driving. I saw your post on Facebook, test drive of the Jeeps on the most crazy face of the planet, Moab, Utah. It's like the moonscape, right?
It is, yeah. I remember we went there when we were kids, and my dad described it as like being on Mars.
I know, it is. I mean, it's like it's everything is kind of orangish-red. Like you're on some planet and there's a red moon or a red sun shining the light. But that's just like whatever that is in the dirt there. But giant rocks and boulders and Jeeps doing things that man did not design it to do, but somehow it does it. Like climbing up the side of a rock like a billy goat. And it just like, get out of its way. Here it comes. Were you like blown away by some of that stuff they did there?
I mean, I know Jeeps pretty well, but this and I know what they're capable of.
You drive
of.
A Jeep. You own a Jeep, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I have an 01 Cherokee that I lift. But what some of these vehicles can do is above and beyond. And so just to sort of set what the event was, Moab is like Mecca for Jeep world. It is this, you know, fantastic collection of parks and canyons, and the town itself is, you know, 10,000 Jeepers descend upon it every Easter week for the Easter safari. And I mean, that is just a lot of Jeeps. And so to celebrate that, Jeep, who I think above any other brand is in tune with its community, they have their boys in the performance division and at Mopar develop specialty vehicles every year. So, you know, they will take a vintage Wagoneer and resto mod it. They'll take a modern stock Jeep and strip it out of all of its parts so that the base engine that's in it makes it into a hot rod.
Right.
And then they'll also do something like Sandblaster, which was they put a 392 V8 in it, turned it into a truck, and made it a desert racer.
Mm. What color was that? Green?
That was as orange could
okay.
be.
I'm looking for this green vehicle that has the Hellcat engine in it.
Oh.
Was that there?
I don't think so.
Oh, you'd have known it, believe me. The boulders would have been flying out like, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, the most powerful one there was the Sandblaster. If you look back by the fuel filler right next to it, there was a second output, and that was for air. They had an air compressor on board, And as your off-roading listeners will know, when you go out on the sand and other stuff, you got to air down.
Right.
And you don't always have the compressor to air back up. So having one on board is very helpful.
Right. What he's talking about is that if you're going to go on sand, you don't want hard tires. And you air down the tires to about, I don't know, 5 or 8 pounds or 10. I don't know. How far did you guys go down?
They had them prepped up before, and they didn't go as far as 10 because we were on very different terrain.
Okay. Well, for sand, for sure, if you're going to go on the beach, you got to air down to where they're kind of floppy, you know, weird tires. And you're like, oh, my. And if you drive those on the street, you're going to kill yourself. So you got to air back up. So that's what he's talking about anyway.
And so after that, we spent a lot of time with – so I've already been in the Wrangler Rubicon, but we spent more time with that going out on some more technical trails out in Moab. And we did this awesome thing where there's this hill where apparently – I don't know the full story, but they claim a guy in a Hummer rolled his Hummer. It was such a steep hill.
Ooh.
So they, I think they call it like Hummer Hill or something like that. And we went up that in a four-door Rubicon and clawed right up a 45-degree angle, if not taller.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, and, you know, it, all I could say is I've been – I don't know how many times I've been there over the years, but it's many years worth. And this place, like he says, it's Jeepers paradise. It's off-roaders paradise. But it really, truly makes you believe in the vehicle when you can drive a vehicle up something that you cannot even scale with your hands and feet. Am I right?
I wouldn't want to climb up that.
You couldn't. I don't think you really could. You would just – but what happens is because of the technology that is built into the traction control and the – you know, all the stuff that they have in these things, it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just saw that happen. And you guys have seen it on YouTube and on videos. You're like, how the hell did that thing do that? Well, it's amazing technology, great engineering. And if you're driving a Wrangler, you people listening or any pretty much any Jeep product, when they say trail rated, they mean Moab, Utah trail rated because they got to be able to go on these things. And they do it with the Grand Cherokee, the Cherokee, the Wranglers, of course, very easily. But not just their Wrangler, the Jeep, but their SUV Jeeps will do just about the exact same thing pretty much effortlessly.
Well, and that's the – right after that, later in the day, we took the new 2019 Cherokee, the Trackhawk version of that. So that's a sharp-looking new SUV, and then the Trackhawk is really impressive about what it can actually do on the trail.
That's the Hellcat-powered
– I'm sorry. I take that back. The Trailhawk.
Oh, Cherokee. I was going to say. The Trackhawk, the
Cherokee, which I did drive a month ago.
Oh, so was that the most awesome thing in the world? Out.
That thing is wild.
It's just pure love on wheels. All right, let's take a little break. I understand you drove the Volkswagen Jetta too, right?
Yeah, I was just in it yesterday.
OMG. Well, then, you know what? We're going to let you give the men version of the test drive. And then next week or so, we're going to have Vijay do the female version because it's two different worlds, you know. It's like men are from Mars and women are from another solar system. We'll be right back. Because I'm a man, I can say that. It is The Drive. Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, our show is brought to you in part by, hold on, wait for it, Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated, which is me. You know, I drive a Dodge Challenger that is straight from hell. It's a demon. 840 horsepower, 770 pound-feet of torque. I can drive it like a normal individual, or I can terrorize the world, which I do. George Kennedy joining us. You know what's funny is I'm closing in on 60 years old, and I feel closer to 16 at this point. You know,
your neighbors must love you.
You know what? Actually, my neighbors do love me because they're car lovers, which is great.
Oh, there you go. Perfect neighbors then.
I'm telling you. And my new neighbor, my old neighbor, before she moved, she lived there 12 years. We were in this constant feud. I mean, literally the Hatfields and the McCoys. And even though my wife liked her, her and I just were like, throw a rotten tomato, hit her in the back of the head, and she'd laugh and say, I'll get you later. You know, it's like we were like this few. And we would laugh about it because she'd come over. I'd be trimming my trees, and she's like, if you take a little off over there, it would look better. I go, get over on your side of the road. She'd start laughing, you know, leave me alone. I'll come over there and cut your whole tree down. Anyway, but my new guy, he's a car guy, which is great. It's like he's building onto his garage, and I'm like, really? Come on over here. Let me show you what I got. And we were laughing because he's got all these cars. So, yeah, pretty fun. All right, so you drove the Volkswagen Jetta, the brand new one.
That's right.
BJ was just on before you. She's like, you know, I'll talk about it next week. I'm going to show her this. I'm gonna say, you blew your opportunity.
Ah, so I blew her scoop, huh?
Yeah, well, it's all right. So now I'm going to give you 3 minutes here to tell the world how new is the new Volkswagen Jetta.
It's come a long way. I mean, I would say when you look at the small car end of Volkswagen's lineup, the previous generation Jetta was a little bit lacking. It just didn't seem to be as high quality. And I think the 2019 model does a great job of cutting that gap. Ooh. It seems more refined. It's lower, wider. Inside, it's more upscale, and that was where it really needed it. And the big surprise was that it's very refined from a driving standpoint.
Hmm. You know, my son has a 2014, and you know, it's just a great car. I mean, German engineered Volkswagen. I mean, they're good vehicles, you know. But I think they could have done a little better job on the inside. So I hope you're right. You said lower and wider. Are you talking about squattier in the body or just lower sitting the way it's?
So it is longer.
Yeah.
But they visually widened it out too with the new grille, which cuts all the way out to the headlights, which I think might have been a little much. But I know it's trying to go with their new design language, which goes with the Aileron or Aileron, whatever their high-end flagship sedan that replaces the Phaeton is going to be.
Phaeton. Yes, go ahead.
Phaeton.
I know, everybody's saying it. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, so visually they do a good job of making it feel more upscale. Inside, they've come a long way. It really cuts up towards the Golf territory. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, you've got a better quality interior. They put the latest technology in there. The seats are comfortable. It just seems like a pretty pleasant place to commute every day in.
Did they do anything to the drivetrain of it, or is it same drivetrain, just a kind of a new body refresh?
So the engine is the same. It's still that 1.4-liter turbo that's 147 horsepower, 184 pound-feet of torque, but they've upped the transmission. So if you get a manual, it's now a 6-speed, and if you get a automatic, it is now that new 8-speed automatic, which is a big help.
Yeah. Well, having more gears that'll shift more often, you got to get used to that, people, because you're like, you're like, holy crap, what is that, 8? Yeah, they got 9, and they have 10-speed transmissions now, right? It's like, kidding me? It's like a truck there. It's like, what is going on?
You don't have to do any of the thinking because it's an automatic, but I will say that from driving it throughout the day, that 8-speed is definitely a big help because it helps that car and that small engine get up to speed a lot more quickly.
Yeah.
Just like the previous car, it kind of shows its weakness when you are at highway speeds and trying to overtake. It really can't get that pickup going at high end, but it's great for stop and go driving, which would be great in cities, areas.
What about price? Are they the same price, kind of just a whole new machine, basically?
I believe they said it's actually cost less at every trim level.
Oh, my God. How do they do that?
I don't know.
All right, you give it a thumbs up, though?
I give it a thumbs up. Yeah, right. They're back in the saddle.
All right, you can find more information on this man. You can find him, usnews.com, U.S. News and World Report, boston.com/cars, car gurus, or just look up George Kennedy III. 6'9" of pure hell on wheels. I'm Alan Taylor. Thank you, George.
Thanks, man.
That is about it for us this week. Until next week. Oh, by the way, next week I'll be at the Cars at the Capitol in the National Mall with Shell. We're going to have some fun at the White House. See you next week.
But now I might be mistaken.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.